been speaking a lot about the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. Most of our discussions revolved around the phrase Yom Teruah Yelachem. But the truth is that in a book of the Chumash, the Torah really presents the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar concerning Rosh Hashanah in two different places. One is Yom Teruah Yelachem, which we just read about yesterday in Parshas Pinchas. There's another place where the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar appears in Rosh Hashanah, and that's in Parshas Emor. And there the Torah uses a slightly different phrase, Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. The question is, what exactly is the difference between a Yom Teruah and a Zichron Teruah? So when we spoke about the amount of kolos that a person has to hear in Rosh Hashanah, we said that both are true. But the halacha is you really have to hear Teruah three times. One was for the Yom Teruah, one was for the Zichron Teruah, and one was from the positive Teruah by Yoga, which is derived from Rosh Hashanah as well. But just in terms of the term, the phrase Yom Teruah versus Zichron Teruah, what, if anything, is the difference between the two? So the Gemara has a comment at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah on the Mishnah that says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so one does not blow shofar, that when only blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah falls out on a regular weekday. So the Gemara says, where did that din come from? Yatush Rosh Hashanah Shechalas B'Shabbos, lo ayu tokin. So the Gemara suggests that maybe it's based on these two psukim. That the pasuk that says Yom Teruah Yelachem means that you have to mamash blow the shofar, whereas Zichron Teruah has the connotation not only to blow the shofar, just to remember about the shofar, to mention the shofar, to talk about the shofar, to daven about the shofar, but Zichron Teruah doesn't seem to mean that you have to actually blow. So the Gemara says, how do you explain this discrepancy? Is there a mitzvah to blow shofar? Is there a mitzvah to talk about the shofar? So the answer is, depends on Rosh Hashanah falls out. So the phrase Yom Teruah Yelachem of Parshas Pinchas is referring to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Chol, and the phrase Zichron Teruah of Parshas Emor is referring to Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. So the Gemara suggests this possibility. If that would be true, so then the Mishnah, which tells us that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, that would be a real din midiraisa. It would really be learned based on these psukim, would be a real drasha for midiraisa. So the Gemara questions whether this drasha is really correct, whether this is really the source of this Mishnah. Because the Gemara asks, if so, the Mikdash Eichel Tokin, the Mishnah says, let's say Mishnah in the fourth prep of Rosh Hashanah, that in the base of Mikdash, they used to actually blow shofar on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, if this is a real din midiraisa, but the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar was only given when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, so how can we blow on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? So obviously what's going on here must be something totally different. Clearly it's not based on Psukim, it's not based on Dinim D'Araisa. Clearly there must be a different story behind this Mishnah. So the Gemara concludes, what is the Pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, what the Mishnah means is as follows, Min HaTorah, there is no difference between Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah. Min HaTorah, you blow Shofar on Tuesday, you blow Shofar on Shabbos, it's all the same. Midrabanon, there's a gezeira midrabanon not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. As a gezeira that you may come to carry the shofar. We're afraid that you may come to carry on Shabbos, obviously not to carry on Shabbos, so we're afraid that you may come to carry the shofar on Shabbos. Therefore, midrabanon, the Chacham instituted not to blow shofar. The same reason the Gemara says, well, the institute not to shake a lulav on Shabbos. Same, it's called gezeira that Shemei Avirenu Da'al Amos B'Shisrav. You may come to carry it in the middle of the street. So Min HaTorah, the mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar applies equally in Shabbos as well as during the week, but the Rabbanim you don't blow on Shabbos because of the Gezeirah, and we haven't really solved the problem of Zichron Teruah. So why exactly is the din different in the Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we make Gezeirah in the Beis HaMikdash? So that's what the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Eruvin. We have a principle called Ein Shchus B'Mikdash, that we generally speaking don't make Gezeirah the Rabbanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The reason being is that Gezeirah the Rabbanim are instituted to protect us, to prevent us from violating Averus. So it only makes sense when you're chutz l'mikdash, when you're in your own house, when you're in shul and tinek, so you're afraid you may forget that Shabbos. Guys in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to forget the Shabbos. The Lishkas HaGazas, the Sanhedrin sitting there, the Kohanim, the Gini Kaplanas, everyone knows, the Kedish, Kedoshim. So no one's going to remember, no one's going to forget to do and end up doing an Avera. So therefore, there's no need to make this Gezeirah Drabanan in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So the way the Gemara comes to a conclusion is that in terms of our original question, Yom Teruah versus Zichron Teruah, there really is no difference. However, the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, concludes like the Havamin of the Babli was. The Yerushalmi says that in Rechinami, that the Pasuk Yom Teruah Yelachem and Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh are referring to two different days of the week. That Yom Teruah Yelachem refers to a weekday, Zichron Teruah refers to on Shabbos, and there really is a din that you don't blow shofar midaraisa on Shabbos. So what do you do with the original, with the question of the Babli, in came the Mikdash Eki Tokin? So the Rishami asks the question, and the Rishami answers the question, and the Rishami quotes a pasuk from yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, where the Torah says, Yom Teruah Yelachem, Vasisem Oilav. Immediately following the phrase Yom Teruah, the pasuk begins to speak about the Kavanas HaYom of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishami understood that this is a dimmi d'araisa, that the Pasuk is telling me that when you're in a place of karbonas, in a place of a sisim oila, in the base of Mikdash, there's always Yom Teruah Yalachem. So Yom Teruah Yalachem applies begvulin only on a weekday. It applies b'mikdash even on Shabbos, and begvulin on Shabbos is a dimmi d'araisa called zichron shuv mikra tradish. So at the end of the day, there's a machlekes t'bavim d'ishami, very important conceptual machlekes t'bavim d'ishami. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Maisa we don't blow shofar. The Mishnah says, the Mikdash Hatem, the Lobo Medina. Outside the base of Mikdash, you don't blow shofar. So why is that? Is that a Din D'araisa like the Rishami, based on the Psukkah with Zichron Trua? Or is that only a Din Medina Rabbanan like the Bavli? Is there anything more to this Machlaik? Is there anything deeper to this Machlaik between the Bavli and the Rishami? Whether in fact there's a Din D'araisa that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos? So there was a famous suggestion that the Rav gave, that maybe this Bavli and Rishami is part of something that we spoke a little bit about last week. Remember we mentioned last week, in the name of the Ramban, that the mitzvah of the Tekiah Shofar has different dimensions to it. The Tekiah Shofar is not just a mitzvah beyond, it's not just like a mitzvah like eating matzah, like sitting in the sukkah, but there is a connection between the Tekiah Shofar and tefillah. We even saw, according to the Ramban, that's why we're not so careful about the kinds of tekiahs that we blow during Chazaras HaShatz, because the primary function of blowing during Chazaras HaShatz is the kiyum tefillah shavoy. But it's not just based on this Ramban. There are Gemaras that indicate that there is a connection between Tekiah Shofar and Tefillah. But Moshe, the Gemara says in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah that we paskin that a shofar is supposed to be a curve. You're not really supposed to have a straight horn for a shofar. The Diyad, we paskin kol shofar's kshayim, that any shofar would be acceptable, but there's a din lechatchil, it's supposed to be curved. Why is it supposed to be curved? So the Gemara says, because when a person davens, you bow down to the Ribbono Shel Olam, come with the kayif inish daite tfei, that the more that a person is kafuf, the more that a person subjugates himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a more appropriate tefillah. So the Gemara says that the shofar is supposed to illustrate that. When you look at the shofar, so the shofar is like even a person who's davening. From the position of tefillah, even the shofar is also bowing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What kind of a game is that? The shofar is supposed to look like tefillah? So what does that mean? So the answer is that clearly what the Gemara is telling us is that part of the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar is the fact that it's a kiyum in tefillah. The shofar is not just like shaking a lulav, it's not just like eating matzah, but it's an integral part of tefillah. So the Rav said, it's so partial like that there's a kiyum in tefillah that shofars to enhance that tefillos, but the mere fact that we blow shofar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is unheard of, that we should do a mitzvah in the middle of davening. Because when else do we do a mitzvah? Imagine a person in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, the chaz, the milchaz, the shatz, and give a clapper and say, okay, everybody go out and eat your Siddur Shabbos. Everybody go out quickly, go around and eat Masukh in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Chamam is a joke. He says, who does mitzvahs in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? When you daven, you daven. When you finish daven, you do your mitzvahs. But here, that's exactly what we do. The Chazan gets to the Kaddish Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron, give a clap on the beam, and all of a sudden, about the guest starts to blow shofar. How crazy thing is that? What kind of story is that? We do a mitzvah in the middle of davening. So the Rav said, it's not a spira, because the etz of Tekiah Shofar is a form of tefillah as well. It's like Moshe Bar David, the Rambam himself writes in Sefer Mitzvahs that the mitzvah of tefillah min haTorah is only true be'eis tzara. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of tefillah every day. Every day I have to get up and daven something through Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei, daven Minyan, etc. Oh, that's all with the Rabbanim. But the fact that you have to daven something that's a mitzvah in haTorah every day, that's the mitzvah of the B'chalavavchem, Avodah Shebaleiv. So the Ramban, say for mitzvah, disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban writes, nah, there's no mitzvah in haTorah to daven every day. There's only a mitzvah in haTorah to daven be'eis tzara. Yeah, you're about to fail a final, so then there's a mitzvah d'iraisa. You're about to lose your job, that's a mitzvah d'iraisa of tefillah. And what's the mokah for that tefillah d'iraisa be'eis tzara? So the Ramban says it's based on tekiyas chatzotzos. Since you blow chatzotzos be'eis tzara, when you have a war, when you have a famine, you have an illness or something, there's a mitzvah of tekiyas chatzotzos to blow the silver trumpets from Parshas Baal Nosva. So the Ramban says, what are you blowing for? Those blowings are a form of tefillah. And it's character of the Hashem Lekechem. The blowing is supposed to be ma'oras ha'kavana. It's supposed to help a person, get a person excited and turn his heart towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ramban says that obviously the Torah is saying to blow chatzotzos and to daven with the blowing of the chatzotzos. Some to blow tutu on trumpets and not to think about what you're doing and not to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that defeats the purpose of the Tekiyas Chatzotzos. So the Ramban seems to have the same idea that Tekiyas Chatzotzos is a form of tefillah and Tekiyas Shofar is a form of tefillah as well. So I hope on him, this idea that there is a form of tefillah with a Tekiyas Shofar, maybe this the reason that why there's machlokes to Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether it's appropriate to blow shofar on Shabbos or not. there is a machlokes between the Bavli and the Rishonim and Maseches Brachos whether a person is permitted the ikra din to daven a regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. So the Bavli writes in the third parak of Brachos that really the ikra din we should daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Why not? If you can't ask on Shabbos for a fa'inu, if you ask on Shabbos for a parnas, I'm not asking on Shabbos for whatever I need. The Bavli says there's no issur of davening on Shabbos if it was chol. The only reason why we don't daven to us chol on Shabbos is b'shem tirch tzibur. And davening is long, the seven aliyahs, the rabbis leave with Russia, people are tired, people don't want to go home, go spend time with the family. So the Chacham decided that they're going to make the davening a little bit shorter on Shabbos. So what did they cut out? So they cut out Shmoneh Esrei. So he said, instead of davening a full Shmoneh Esrei, we'll let you daven a shortened version of a Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara says that the whole reason why we daven a short Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos is only Mishum Tirchit Tzibur, but Meikra Din, we could have davened a regular Shmoneh Esrei. The Rishami seems to say no. But Meikra Din, you're not supposed to daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Why not? So the Rishami seems to understand that this is inappropriate, this is a steer at the Shabbos. To start the daven in a normal fashion, but kosher tzarachah of a person, that's a steer, that's a contradiction to what Shabbos is all about. So that's what the Rav explained, that maybe this Bavli and Rishami conceptually should toss up. But the Bavli understood that, why is there anything intrinsically wrong with blowing shofar and Shabbos? So shofar is a tefillah, shofar is a tz'up, the shofar is crying out to Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a bechi, it's a hundred kedahs for crying and screaming for Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Bavli said, that's okay on Shabbos. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with doing that on Shabbos. The same way you could daven in a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, Mikra did. So that's why the Bavli had to come up and say, but the Rabbani, you don't blow shofar as a gezeirah, but the Rabbani, you may come to carry the shofar. But Mikra din, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with blowing shofar on Shabbos. But the Rishami had a different version. The Rishami said, no, that you can't daven on Shabbos a regular tefillah. You can't cry out on Shabbos. Yom Tzuri Yelachem is the Yom Yavavah. You're going to cry out to the Rabbani Shalom. You're going to scream. You're going to whimper to the Rabbani Shalom on Shabbos. That's not appropriate. That would be a steer to Shabbos. So that's what the Rishami held, that Zichron Tzuri Mikra Kodesh teaches us that Midaraisa, you don't blow shofar Shabbos. You talk about the shofar, you daven about the shofar, you don't blow the actual shofar. That would be like a tefillah chol on Shabbos. It could be, at least in Olama Halacha slash Machshava, there is a connection between the Bavli and the Rishami and the Sefer Brachos and the Bavli and the Rishami and the Sefer Rosh Hashanah.
The
Rishami says Mikdash is different. Mikdash is a special din that's part of the Kabbalah. The same way you bring Kabbalah and they say Mikdash and Shabbos, it's a new din, Mikdash. But Akopan, we haven't really solved the problem. According to the Bavli, we don't really know what the word Zichron Tzuri really means. Now, we obviously pass through the Bavli. It's a little bit strange because in our Nisach HaTfilah, we have a little bit of a Zeichet to the Rishami, because we have a minhag that on Rosh Hashanah Shechanas B'Shabbos, we don't say in the Davin Yom Tzuri Yelachem, we Yom Tzuri Mikra Kodesh, we say Yom Zichron Tzuri Mikra Kodesh. So, Batit Elon Hashem Ken Eliyahu, as Yom as Ikar and Hazeh. So, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a weekday, we say Yom Tzuri Mikra Kodesh. When Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, we say Yom Zichron Tzuri Mikra Kodesh. So that, adding in the word Yom Zichron Tzuri, referring to Shabbos, is really a throwback to the Shittas HaYerushalmi. It's not really halacha. It doesn't make a difference. You have to tefillah no matter what you say. But that minhag Yisrael of adding in the word Zichron Tzuri on Shabbos is not really 100% halacha. It's really more following the Shittas HaYerushalmi than the Shittas HaBavli. But I call upon him according to Rabbi Paskin that Minat Torah do blow shofar on Shabbos. So in Cain, what does the word Zichron Tzuri mean? So the Maisa, is there any real difference? Or maybe there's no difference. Maybe it's just synonymous. Yom Tzuri and Zichron Tzuri all means the same thing. So there is a Gemara in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah where the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us actually, at the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah we have daven special tefillahs. There are three extra brachas that are added on to the Shmoneh Esrei. The brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So the Gemara says that how do we know that we say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros? So the Gemara quotes a whole series of psukim. So the pasuk that we say Zichronos and Shofros is from the phrase Zichron Tzuri Mikra Kodesh. But the fact that we say Zichron, the Torah says to say Zichron, oh, that means to say the Psuki has Zichronos. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk, how do you know you say Malchi has Yishem Lakechim, etc. It's a whole series of psukim that you say the Psukim of Malchi has Zichronos and Shofros. So maybe this is the solution to our problem. Maybe the term Zichron Tzuri doesn't mean like the Rishami means that you only speak about the Shofar on Shabbos. But rather, what Zichron Tzuri means is that besides Yom Tzuri Lechem Pashas Pinchas teaches us that we're mechuyev to actually blow the shofar. Zichron Tzuri Pashas Emor teaches us that we're mechuyev to talk about the shofar also. Bein Chol Bein Shabbos. There is no difference whether it's Shabbos or Chol according to the Bavli and the Torah. Zichron Tzuri is not a substitute for Yom Tzuri. Zichron Tzuri complements Yom Tzuri. That means in addition to Yom Tzuri, Bein B'Tuesday, Bein B'Shabbos, we're mechuyev to do Zichron Tzuri as well. We're mechuyev to talk about the psukim. If that would be the case, and that would seem to elevate the recitation of the Pesuk of the Malachi, Zichronos, and Shofros to the real level of a mitzvah midiraisa. Is that really correct? So that's what Rashi and Chumash sounds like. Rashi says, Emor, comments on the Tzukim, Yom Zichron Truma Mikokaydesh, Rashi says, Mikan, that you say Tzukim Zichronis and Shaifers. So the Ramban on this parish of Chumash jumps in at Rashi, and he says, how could that be so? How could anybody really say that there's a din in a Torah of saying Malchus Zichronis and Shaifers? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Amud Aleph tells us, what's the din if a person is living somewhere and he doesn't have a shofar and he doesn't know how to daven, he has nothing. So he's mamish in the middle of nowhere, and there are two cities. One city is on this side of the Chum, one city is the other side. He can't go to both cities. So he's got to decide which one he's going to go to. In one city they have a shofar, but there's no chazan. In the other city has a chazan, there's no shofar. So what should he do? So should he go to the shul that has the shofar, or should he go to the shul that has the chazan? So the Gemara says, what's the shailah? What's not even a safek? The Gemara says, why do you go to the shul with the shofar? Why? Because shofar is deraisa, and malach is the first, and shofar is tefillah, so it's only derabbanan. So if you have a clash between doing a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabbanan, why do you opt for the mitzvah deraisa? So the Ramban, this very Shal Chumash in Vayikra Mechav Gimel, asks in Rashi, how can Rashi say that malach is the first, and shofar is a real din deraisa based on tzuk and zich and chua, so that if so, it's on par with shofar. There are two mitzvahs deraisa and shoshana. There's the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar malach, there's the mitzvah of malach is and shofar. So then why does the Gemara say it's poshut that you go to the shofar? You should do whichever one you want to. It's like two mitzvahs. So I have a choice between doing mitzvah A or doing mitzvah B. I should have an option to do whichever mitzvah I want to do. So clearly you see, says the Ramban, that machas across the shofar is only midi rabbanan. So what pshat and shittas Rashi? So basically the Acharonim explain what Rashi means is as follows. That malchus zichronos and shofros may very well be the araisa if you have a shofar. That means when you have a shofar and you're doing the mitzvah of shofar, so then to complement the mitzvah of shofar is the recitation of the psukim of malchus zichronos and shofros. But the malchus zichronos and shofros without the shofar, that's for sure on the midirabot. The guy doesn't have a shofar, so he's still mechur to daven musaf. Let's say on Shabbos, you're not going to blow a shofar, he's still to daven musaf. That musaf without the shofar is on the midirabot. Rashi meant to say that when you have a shofar, then Daka Machas across the shofar becomes elevated to become a on a level of deraisa. What kind of halacha is that? What kind of strange din is that? That the psukim of Machas across the shofar, davening musaf and Rosh Hashanah is deraisa. That's what zichron truah means. We've discovered the answer to our riddle. What is the mystery of what is zichron truah? Zichron truah means saying the psukim, but that din is only true in the context of a shofar. What kind of halacha is that? So perhaps one could suggest it's based on the following. Marshal, there is a halacha that appears in the very end of Maseches Pesach, a very famous Mishnah. That if a person doesn't speak about the Pesach Matzah Moror, so he didn't fulfill his obligation. Which obligation didn't he fulfill? So the term chavasai was a vague phrase. Which chayva wasn't a yotzei? So the Rambam writes that he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the point that the Rambam includes not just telling over the stories, but relating those stories to the mitzvahs alayli. You have to talk about the three main mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. That's the chayva that the Rebbe Gamliel is addressing, the mitzvah of the Yigadika. But if you look at Tosfos and that sugyan, Ran, all the Rishonim don't seem to say that. They seem to say that L'yotzeh Dechavos means that you weren't yotzeh the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. That there are two components of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. There's a mitzvah to eat the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, and then there's a mitzvah to speak about. Ramadan Zemech Pesach teaches us there's a mitzvah to speak about the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. So you have this idea that sometimes the Torah gives us a mitzvah that it's not enough just to do the ma'aseh mitzvah. So when it comes to the mitzvah, I don't know, other mitzvahs in the Torah, so the Torah says shake the lulav. So the Torah doesn't say you have to talk about the lulav, you shake the lulav, finished. The Torah says count sefer, you don't have to talk about the sefer, just count the sefer, finish, make kiddush, just do the mitzvah. And sometimes the Torah says, no, it's not enough just to do the ma'aseh mitzvah. Sometimes you have to talk about it, you have to explain what the reason is, give an introduction, give a story. Why am I doing this mitzvah? So the Torah singles out Pesach Matzah Mar, but Markum Zeka Pesach teaches the Exeris HaKosuk that in order to fulfill the Pesach Matzah Mar properly, I have to talk about the Pesach Matzah Mar. There are two components of Pesach Matzah Mar. There's the ma'aseh chiva, and then there's the sipur, then there's the dibur. There's nothing to do with Yigat al-Vincha. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Hagadu Yetzi, you're saying about the Bayini, you're saying the Yein, you're showing the Yetzi. The fact that you have to say Rav Gamliel, that's a different din, that's nothing to do with Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. That's a chelek of the mitzvah, of enhancing the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach Matzah Moro. So that's the same type of idea that we have a Tekiyah Shofar, according to Rashi, that there's the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar, but it's not enough just to say, just to blow the shofar. You have to talk about why you're blowing the shofar. Why are you blowing the shofar? To be Mamach and Rebbe Shlom. That's the Chreid, Shofar, Pesukim. All the Pesukim are the Tamadav and the Sibah for why you're performing this mitzvah. So just as, let's say, a guy doesn't have matzah. So would you say that there's a din of Rabbi Gamliel Hayy Omer, he does that matzah? No. The din of Rabbi Gamliel, according to the Rambam maybe, because the Rambam is nothing to do with the matzah. But according to Tosfos in the Ran, that Rabbi Gamliel Hayy Omer is a prat in achilas matzah. So that means when you eat the matzah, you have to talk about the matzah. If you don't eat the matzah, you have to talk about the matzah. So too by shofar, when you have the shofar, then you have to daven musaf. If you don't have a shofar, then you don't have to daven musaf min haTorah. If you're a rabbanan, you have to daven musaf anyway. If you're a rabbanan, you have a sakin to say machas zechonos and shofar. That's a separate kiyum. So it could be we've discovered what the answer to our question is. What does the term zichron shuah mean? The zichron shuah means, according to Rishali, it means that on Shabbos you don't blow shofar. According to the Bavli, at least according to Rashi, what zichron shuah means is that you have to stay the psuk of machas zechonos and shofar. What if you deny this Rashi? What if you don't accept Rashi like the Ramban? Like the simple meaning of the Gemara that Malchus Zechonos and Shofar are always with the Rabbanan, even if you have a Shofar. Is there any other meaning of Zichron Shua? So there is another possibility. There is a Sugi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaches, where the Gemara discusses the din of Mitzvah Tichus Kavana, whether when a person blows a Shofar, whether he has to have in mind to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tichus Shofar or not. So the Gemara says that the Machlekes Hatanoim Namaroim would be the following case. Let's say I know that I'm blowing a Shofar, but I'm not doing the same mitzvah. I'm doing it to kill the shir. I'm doing it because I enjoy the sound. I'm practicing my role in the orchestra is to blow the ram's horn. So I'm to kill the shir. I'm going to think about whether I'm yotze or not. What if I hear a shofar and I don't even know that it's a shofar? I don't even know if it's a shofar. I think it's something else. So then the Gemara says, for sure you're not yotze. What does that mean? I hear a shofar and I think it's something else. So the Gemara says that you hear a shofar v'sava dechamor bi'almahu. You thought that it was just the sound of a donkey braying. You didn't realize that it was a shofar. So the Gemara says, the whole day is not yotze. So I learned that Gemara every 100 times. But the Gemara says that you hear the shofar and you think it's a donkey. And I never thought twice about it. But then a few years ago, I came to Beit Meir. And I woke up one morning and I realized that the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Is the donkey still around these days? I haven't heard yet. It's still there. So in the past, we had a famous donkey here. I think maybe it's passed away out of the world. But we had a donkey here for many, many years. And the first time we hear the donkey, so it's an amazing thing that the donkey sounds exactly like a shofar, right? Not only does it sound exactly like a shofar, but it even makes the noise of a shofar. It starts, it does like this. It's mamish perfect like a shofar. It's mamish a shvar, a shvar. It passes like one day in Rabbi Abel. It's mamish a shvar. Haven't heard it with Truah yet. So it's an amazing thing. So I remember my first year I came to Tzvi Kolos, so that Rosh Hashanah in my shul, I couldn't give up the opportunity to talk about this. I was wondering, what is this? Why did the Rebbe Hashem make such a thing that in the Teva, that the only animal that sounds like a shofar is a donkey? There's got to be some deep, dark secret behind this. So I tried to develop the world of Hashem, and it's all you say, that if you look at all the major times that a shofar appears in Jewish history, so there's always a donkey there. There's always a donkey, always playing a major role. From the first shofar of Avraham Avinu, Akedah Yitzchak, so how does he get to the Akedah? Gets the Akedah on a donkey. Then you have the shofar of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the shofar of Mount Zerah. So how does Yitzchak Mitzrayim take place? Also through a donkey. The Pasuk says the Feresh, that Moshe Rabbeinu goes on the Chamor, and Chazal says it's the same Chamor as Akedah Yitzchak. And even Yitzchak Mitzrayim took place on the Chamor, Petah Chamor, there's a mitzvah Petah Chamor, because Nachum Klaisov took all the Rechush Gobel out on the Chamor. And then you find by the shofar of Mashiach, the next major shofar in Jewish history. So the Mashiach also rides on a donkey. So my guy, what's this connection? Every time there's a donkey, there's a shofar. Every time there's a shofar, there's a donkey. So I said, there's not a lot of kids in Imrat. So I try to develop the following say that the donkey is the only animal that, when you look at it from the outside, it's mama's strength. It's right, I don't know how to eat it. But it's the only animal that has Kedusha Panimis to it. Because Lamaisa, the firstborn of a donkey, has Kedusha. Kaddish the Kabuchor, Petri, Rechbeset, the donkey also. So you're looking at it, you're staring at it, it's mama's strength. But then when you get rid of all the chitzonias, all the external, all the klippas, then you realize that the panimius of the donkey is mamash kedish kadashim. So that's what the mitzvah of the shofar is. The shofar is the only mitzvah that we have. All other mitzvahs we perform with our external parts of our body. So we hold the lulav in our hands, we put the tefillin on our arms, we sit with our body in the sukkah. Shofar is the only mitzvah that comes from the inside, comes from our breath. Our breath is something which is internal from us. That's what the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about. The Zohar speaks about Kol D'Nafach V'Nidei Nafach. That the Ribbono Shel Olam Yibach B'Yapach Nishmas Chayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam blew the breath of life into a human being. So our pnimius is all Kedusha. We get it colored, we get it all soiled with all the chitzonius. But our pnimius, the Jew, is always Kedush Kedosh. It's always from our connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar is the same message as the mitzvah of the donkey. that the sheif and the donkey are both examples, that they both give us the opportunity in Rosh Hashanah to get rid of all the chitzanis and to have our real pnimius, to have our real inner kishkas really come out and blow. So that's the world of Rosh. So we're getting back to the story. So in the realm of Mitzvah Kavanah, so we have to finish this part tomorrow. But in the realm of Mitzvah Kavanah, so the Gemara says that there is a machlokes with the Mitzvah Kavanah not. If you have no idea that it's a shofar, then for sure you're not yotzei. If you know it's a shofar, you're not having a mitzvah mitzvah, but then it's a shadow that you would be yotzei not. So hopefully we'll have to talk a little bit about this tomorrow, about how the sugya Mitzvah Kavanah by shofar may spill over to another interpretation of the phrase Zichron Shuah, and then maybe we can see when Rosh Hashanah sugya, maybe we'll try to move on to Yom Kippur sugya tomorrow. If we have time, then we want to try to finish up this year also. Okay, stop now. So tomorrow we have this regular day, right? Regular schedule. Okay, Tuesday, supposed to be Tammuz.